all fairly close together. You guys are moving this way, ultimately. So, we make a couple judgment calls.
Look, I'll please let me go first.
Yeah, okay.
Then I need something.
Technically, I would. It's fine.
You are technically the same in the initiative. Well, no, you rolled a natural. Yeah.
I'll let Alphonse go first. It doesn't matter.
We represent the troll by 4 green die. Because it's a large creature. Green dies are troll. Okay. Who decided to go up first?
Me.
Alphonse
up first. Nice. What are we doing?
Is this a full-size tree in my way?
This tree is enormous.
Okay.
Like, it is almost 15 feet broad.
Okay. So, I guess
I can't tell the minis apart from here. Where?
Pilot, Alphonse, Illical, Zixel. Good?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I guess I'll move 30 feet kind of towards, but like over to the left and down a little bit, 30 feet. My full movement. Just
that
so
way?
Yeah. But like I need to be so I can have a clear view at the troll. Like predominantly more west. Oh, I guess, yeah, that would work. That would be perfect. That's cool. All right, and I will that the right behind, like to his left and like behind him, that's like a tree and canopy.
Yeah, that's so I got these are cut out views of trees. These are also top down views of trees as well, mm-hmm. just to kind of vary the scenery a little bit, just to give you the idea of trees all around. So pretty much everything you're seeing is trees cut in half or trees from the sky view. There's all also right. like this is also all canopy of these trees as well, covering the rest of this area around you.
So I want to cast a fireball kind of like one, so from like where the d20 is sitting, like one tile up and three over,
try and minimize
tree damage. No, three over to the right yeah, something like that to like
or
hit
just
him
catches the troll.
Yeah.
What's the radius?
20 feet. I realize it's still going to hit it.
Like, all of this.
Can you not angle it
half
back?
Half out here, and then...
What's past the line? What's outside the line of combat?
Trees.
Fuck.
It's all trees. It's a forest. You're hitting...
You're probably
this
not
entire
hit
area here
no
is canopy. This is I've cross-sectioned these trees so you guys can move around in the center of the battlefield.
How tall is the big trees like canopy? Like how high up? How like is it above 20 feet before the leaves start?
No, okay. you could.
We'll burn the bark. It'll
like you could run up and climb this tree.
Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah. So I think I'll cast it there. It's been a while.
There.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the saving throw?
Dex.
Yep. What's the value?
Is 15.
That is a failure.
Sweet.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
32 damage. 32.
32?
Yeah.
We can walk through that grass, though.
That area will be catching on fire.
Not
you
the
will
grass.
Have a chance.
We've cast fireball on grass before.
And it burned fairly quickly.
And
this area will be
grass.
Catching on fire very quickly. If you spend a lot of time in this area, you have a potential chance of something belonging to you catching on fire.
Don't walk into a tree.
It's all trees.
It's not all trees.
This 20-foot radius, mm-hmm. you have a potential chance of catching on fire if you were directly within it, because it catches everything on fire. That is how fireball works.
Fire spreads around corners. It ignites flammable objects in the area that aren't worn or carried. So we'd be fine. Our persons,
you
and our things.
You would not catch on fire if you were struck by fireball. The area is catching on fire.
Okay.
And becomes
I am saying,
fire.
I'm saying, yes, the grass is going to catch on fire, but there's not much to burn, so it's going to go out really quickly. So I can walk there and not be set on fire.
You can walk into this
walk
area, and you have a chance of catching on fire. You cannot
with fireball.
You cannot cast fireball in the middle of the forest without there being some consequences of fire.
I know we're causing a forest fire. Don't worry. I don't care.
And if
about
you're
that.
In the middle of a forest fire, you have a chance of catching on fire.
I will. It's fine.
If you spend a period of time in a place that is on fire, you have a chance of catching fire. I'm not saying you will catch on fire. I'm saying there's a chance of catching on fire in that area.
As
part of the consequences of catching, part of the consequences of casting fireball in the middle of the forest. It'll call you up.
Okay, I'm going to avoid the burning tree.
Where would you like to move to, ultimately?
If I go, in between the two trees in the middle, can I reach him? I have 40 feet of movement. Yeah.
This is 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Right here, these two squares are 30 feet away.
Really?
Yes. They're 6 squares away. This distance is 70 feet.
Okay.
At least. It is
okay,
75 feet that way in depth. So it's almost double that way.
I'll go up. How far is it to go, up to the edge of our map? Up. Just directly up.
Here?
Yeah.
It is 30 feet to the edge of the map.
Okay, so I'll go 30 feet up and then 10 feet towards him. I could move diagonally, though.
Yeah. Right. So, do you want to move? The non-linearness makes it very complicated. Do you want to be more this way?
Yeah, I want to be as close to him as I can.
Okay.
Can move 40 feet. Yeah. Yeah, my bad.
That is as close as you can get.
Technically,
you can move your movement in left, right, up, and down, and then any diagonal, any other, the other direction, as long as not more than that. So you can move 40 feet forward and 35 feet to the left or right, or 40 feet straight diagonally. You just can never move. You move the greatest distance in one direction. So if something is 50 feet above you and 40 feet along the ground, it's only 50 feet away. That is, you take the longest possible axis in D&D.
Alright, bonus action, enter rage.
Okay, roll your
d8. Okay, nothing happens right now. I will let you know.
Okay.
And what am I going to do? I'm going to throw my javelin of lightning.
Nice.
Okay.
Love that thing.
Mm-hmm. So, dex saving throw. And then I will also make my attack.
So, 13 on the save?
I believe he saves. The DC is a 13.
Okay, yes. Meets, beats.
Okay, it does hit him. Rolled an 18 plus 7. So I'll do that damage. 6 piercing.
Okay.
6 lightning damage. Because it's halved.
That's halved?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And then I'll also make another javelin attack.
Okay, second javelin.
15 to hit.
15 exactly?
Yeah.
Hits.
Okay, awesome. 5 damage. Rolled a 1.
Okay. Next in the initiative.
Pilot.
I want to do my best to get right up to the monster. after. So I'll use all my movement, including my dash action, to get up to the...
Okay, you're going to try and get all the way up on it. Ilkal, roll a d8 also.
Okay. Okay.
What did you roll?
I'm just processing 7.
Okay. Pilot. Where are we going? As close as you can?
Yeah, as close as I can to the monster.
You can get up next to it with only 35 feet. So you don't have to dash. Mm. Right.
Okay. Swing my rapier.
You were closer than Illicall was. Okay, make an attack.
A 21.
Hits.
Noah. Yep. Add 4 damage because I have a rage bonus that I always forget about.
Okay.
Thank you.
Don't forget about it before it gets damaged next time.
Yep, my bad.
That is a 11 damage.
Okay. Is that everything?
That is everything.
Cool. Roll a d8.
That's a 4.
Okay. Who's next initiative order? You guys can actually see the initiative tracker. Help me out.
Zixel.
Yep. Zixel, what are you up for?
So probably move to a similar location to where Alphonse is, but like, so...
You want to go this way?
Yeah, farther. Like, as far as I can that way. Like, in terms of 30 feet.
Okay, so you can go to this horizontal distance and any way vertically. So you can go 1 square past Alphonse and further down if you wanted to, as long as it's not 30 feet, which is, it's only 25. So you could go diagonally away from Alphonse that way.
Yeah.
You could go one in front of him. You could go one in front and above.
Yeah, diagonally this
square
away.
And then up and down.
Guess I'll do my trusty... lightning bolt.
Okay. The deck save one?
Yeah.
The five foot wide deck save. Yep. That is a 13.
Does not.
Okay. Damage?
All right. 8d6. 19.
So as you run, you speak the arcane words. Sorry, I didn't describe case fireball. Okay, little beam, bead of light. Entire forest erupts. You know, don't describe the whole round. Sorry, with K, erupts into flame, catching the canopy and the nearby trees on fire. The ground starts to burn and catch fire. Ilkal rushing forward into this inferno, throwing a javelin, crashes into a lightning bolt. Javelin catching the troll just below the collarbone, making it stagger. Pilot, rushing from the other side of the tree very quickly, steps in and stabs upward towards where they expect the troll's heart to be, and pierces into its green leather-like hide. Zixel, following up right behind Alphonse on his heels, takes one step further to clear him, making the arcane gestures for lightning bolt, and essentially blasts a similar lightning bolt that what just came from Ilkal's javelin, and it crashes across the troll. In that final hit of the lightning, the troll, which is just stomped into this area, falls backwards and appears to die.
No freaking way. One round. Awesome.
Wrecked it.
Troll has 84 hit points and can't regenerate. Because it took fire damage.
Yeah.
This area is now quickly catching on fire.
We just fucking wrecked it.
Ilkal, roll a d8.
8.
Pilot, roll a d8.
2.
Okay.
Is there something?
I just leaving the fire.
Yeah, this is table talk. Is there something recognizable? Like, what would we probably take from it as a trophy?
Head.
That's big. That's a lot to cart around.
Maybe a toe. Take a toe.
Head in a bag.
Ew.
Toe, kind of gross.
I'll gouge out his eyes.
Ooh.
Even grosser.
They were saying something about... I feel like the trolls probably... We don't have time to harvest it, I guess, because I lit the forest on fire, but I feel like there's probably going to be some like good...
catching on
We should, fire. Though.
Yeah, there should be some good like potion-making materials on
does
it.
Does a troll have hair?
Yes, it is also on fire.
I quickly try to salvage some hair.
Let's cut off its head real quick.
It
is not happening.
Yeah, the hair is burning. Let's cut off the head real quick and get out of the fire.
We wrecked it. Oh my god.
One round. Jesus.
Feels good.
Mm. I hack off its head with my rapier.
Okay.
I get it.
Rapier is not the tool. Rapier is not going to do the job. I'm going to have to say. Rapier's not going to cut his head off. I'm struggling
and I do a big whack with my greatsword.
Worked on a dragon.
Head is off.
Grab the head. Get the fuck out of the fire.
Pretty on fire. Okay, make one more d8 roll.
Four.
Okay, Saf, make one more d8 roll.
A three.
Forest is quickly catching on fire.
Yay, deforestation.
Oh my god, that lady's gonna be pissed.
Oh yeah, she hates us now.
Fuck her.
Yeah.
You all run quickly away from the fire that is kind of picking up. Make... This is interesting. Consequences always. Any constitution checks from everyone?
How do you do a check, then?
It's just your constitution modifier.
In that case, I have
your big constitution.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
anyway. That's still a 10.
Still a 10.
Still a 10, still a 10. 16 and an 8. Ilkal, you sprint away. Long-legged. Getting away. Alphonse Pilot and Zixel, as you're running away... The force is catching fire behind you, and you're getting a little overwhelmed by the smoke. And you, as you run, you don't feel like you're getting ahead of the smoke as much. And you're starting to like cough and hack, and it's really awful. Smoke sucks. All the animals of the forest are also they're dispersing in every direction possible, but. You get passed by a deer at one point that is just bolting, and it is just overwhelming. You feel yourself, you're getting really tired. I need you three to make another constitution check.
That lady is going to see the smoke and go, those fuckers. She's going to know.
Can I ask a question?
Yep.
With prestidigitation, I can do a puff of wind. Could I like be like casting
a puff
of wind?
Is not.
Yeah, it's like a. Like just
yeah, a puff is.
If you could cast gust of wind, that might be different.
Yeah, if you could change the weather, that would be different.
18 on this one.
Okay.
What I got 20.
Okay.
I got a
30-20.
Yeah, that'd be a 19.
Okay. Nice. As you're getting passed by this wildlife, you all manage to take like one more good deep breath. And dig in, and you narrowly avoid inhaling so much smoke that you take a point of exhaustion. You escape the growing forest fire and are, after half an hour, you feel that you have all gotten beyond at least the immediate spread of it. Should the entire Kingswood go up, you're all, how do they say, fucked, but you, from where you are, after about 30 minutes of running, you feel like you are out of immediate danger, at least in terms of like immediate danger.
I love
from
consequences
fire.
To actions.
Heck yeah.
Running the Kingswood down.
It'll be fine.
This is fine.
It was wet last night. It's not gonna
One
go far.
Small little divot of ground was wet.
Hasn't rained in a little while.
It'll be fine.
Okay.
I'm just running, carting a troll's head.
after this combat, as you run, you have to hold like a football a little bit because the hair is like burnt and completely like just started to go. You have to grip it like a football, and it's like a scene of like a weird like Shakespearean play in a way. You're running and you got like the head under the shoulder. It's face outward.
What?
No, even better. It's face like... backwards, looking at everybody running at it.
Like one of those like hook it. Thingies, you know, like that.
A meat hook?
Yeah.
For the.
He'll call a hunter, maybe.
What?
I don't think
I
carrying around that. A meat hook. That's scary.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's weird.
I mean, a lot of things we do are weird. That's weird.
It's a tool.
I'm not a butcher.
Yeah.
I don't own a butcher shop.
But after a little while, you feel definitely you should pilot. You feel definitely the pull is now exclusively northward. You've traveled far enough west. You need to travel north, according to your position. Let me get another survival, another perception check.
Survival is a 24.
Perception is a 17.
Okay. After an amount of time, you guys do not experience any extremely negativeness in terms of wild animal attacks. You were steered adequately away from it. Other dangers of the forest are adequately navigated by your very nature-oriented and survival-oriented robot. And your wizard is doing very good at looking out for other potential dangers. After another period of time, around midday, you come to another clearing, and you're all pretty tired. It's about lunchtime. It's about time to like stop and have a meal, and maybe like wipe down the smoke and ash that is kind of clinging to everything about you guys. So you reach this clearing, and it's probably about 50-foot radius. So it's probably 100 feet across in every direction. It's almost like sitting, like as you get into it, it's almost like perfectly circular. Not like weirdly circular, but like almost like it appears that it is radial. It has a radius more so than couple of the other glades, more so than the meadow that you pass through. The glade, the lady's glade, pretty circular, but very small. It just looks like the trees haven't grown up in this area as much. It is fairly like plain too. There's not a lot of flora towards the center of the glade, or toward the center of the clearing, and just a little bit of like knee-high grass which rustles slightly in the wind.
This area is and weirdly, beyond it, like this forest is weirdly like the Feywilds.
Yep. Beyond it, you can actually see it looks like there are a few clearings around here. You can kind of actually see one across. It looks like there's a little bit of trees and then another clearing just a little through the trees, and you can actually see in a few different directions. It looks like maybe through here the trees kind of grew in like a web-like pattern or something, so you can see like clearings like kind of patchworking in all directions. Do you want to stop and clean up and
have
a meal? It is approaching that time, so you stop and you like sit for a second, you rest your feet. Nothing like running through the forest to really make your feet like start to ache or pause, whatever you got.
I'm going to use my arcane recovery during the short rest.
Okay. You take a short rest. You eat. You can recover hit points if you have any to recover if you need to. I don't think any of you do.
Hi.
Pilot?
Oh, that was yesterday.
From the vines. Oh, was
that?
That was before, right. I took a long rest since then.
Yeah, the troll did no damage.
Yeah. What an absolute
fire. Did no damage. Mm-hmm. Got lucky. You sit You have a mule. Looking towards the south, you can see a plume of smoke. It's not like the entire southern like horizon is covered in smoke, but you do see a fairly large plume of smoke. But a few like birds like flying away from it.
That'll show the untamable woods.
Yep.
Just throw a fireball right in the middle of everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I was courteous with my placement. In the forest.
I take off my hood to make sure it's not burnt or singed.
Mm-hmm. You are good. As I'm far good. As it is, it's pretty ashy right now.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that,
I'll go around and like give everyone like a prestidigitation. Ash be gone. And I imagine Zixel does it to himself.
Yeah.
Catman.
He was like, no, take care of me.
Yeah, you sit down, you have a meal, you clean up yourselves the best you can. Alphonse does something very odd, kind of magically inclined, and you're like, oh, that's interesting. He appears like he's a little more. Yeah, this takes a while though. That's what's weird about it, is like whatever he's doing is time consuming. And Alphonse being patient is not something you're used to.
Are you talking about arcane recovery?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've done that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe they weren't paying attention before.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe I didn't burn down half a forest and everyone was eagerly watching what the hell this stupid crazy man was gonna do next.
What does arcane recovery look like?
What does it look like?
You asking me?
Yeah, you're the one who's doing it, wizard boy.
Tell us. Make it up.
So I guess I'm just kind of like sitting cross-legged, not really looking at anything, with my spell book, I guess, opened on my lap. And you can kind of just see it's almost like there's like a little bit of like an updraft kind of around me.
What's updraft?
Okay. Like wind kind of blowing upwards. Oh, I
dog joke.
I shut the fuck up. Okay. And yeah, that's pretty much it. It looks very like I look at peace, I guess, a little bit. It's completely focused, but not focusing on anything in particular. And that's kind of what I think it looks like.
Nice. Cool. Very nice. Yeah. And after you finish that, you open your eyes and you notice a henway walk into the clearing.
A what?
What the hell is a henway?
About 10 pounds.
Fuck off.
He said, what the hell does a henway?
Is a henway.
Not if the rest of us fell for the phrasing.
It's a henway. There it is. Got it. Perfect.
I'm using some of my sorcery points to regain.
Spell slots back?
Spell slot, yeah.
Instead of having fun with them and doing all the other cool stuff you can do, you just can get a spell slot back. Boo.
But we're not going to take a look at it because none of us need to. None of us took much damage. Just going to sleep.
We'll probably sleep soon, yeah.
It's noon. You got a lot of day left before you sleep him.
You don't know my schedule. You don't know my life.
I scream at the sun to get down.
Okay, you all finish short rest. You finish a meal. You rest your feet. You catch your breath. And you get up. And pilot. In recovering, you notice as like you kind of as you've been doing, it's every direction. It feels like it's north, south, east, and west right now.
Oh, no.
Where's
the
henway?
Is there a new circle?
The henway. Watch out for the henway.
I go to the center of the circle.
Okay. You're dead center in the center of the clearing.
Ooh, is there like a fairy ring or anything?
No.
I hold my arm up.
Make an investigation check.
23.
There's a fairly large rock kind of half buried in the ground. Probably like, I don't know, if you could dig it up, it would probably be like a 300 pound rock. So it's like and it's you didn't notice it because of the tall grass, but near the center, it's a little sloped. It would actually have made like a really nice seat if you had noticed it before taking a long rest or short rest. But there's nothing like, there's a couple like smaller rocks around it, some pebbles, maybe like a rock that weigh about 50 pounds, like kind of sunken in a little bit, but no fairy circle.
Okay.
What hen weighs 10 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
You just now you're mad about how heavy a hen is?
Yeah. Welcome to my mind. Continue.
An Ermelinata de Rovigo weighs 7.5 to 8.6 pounds.
Oh, well.
Slightly which is a hen.
Pretty fat hen. But that would, if I had to describe that, I would round it to 10 pounds.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That's what you find in the center of the glade.
A hen? A 10-pound hen?
Rock.
The rocks. And Pilot is standing there, Power Ranger raising towards the sky.
It doesn't
feel any different. You're getting kind of just... It's actually like a little less pressure than you had been feeling, but it's kind of consistent in every direction.
Could I look between the trees to see if it makes a doorway?
Yeah, that was the thing last time.
It, like, you can kind of see the next glade or the next, like, clearing. Mm-hmm. Doesn't particularly look like a doorway. Do the other two of you join them kind of in the center?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, we'll just walk up. It's a pretty big rock buried right there.
Can I knock on the rock?
No, nothing. It's not a video podcast, guys. Nothing. You knock on the rock, feels like a rock, sounds like a rock.
Did I dig underneath the rock?
You start digging around the rock. You reveal more of the rock.
Nice.
Hmm.
Can I like just start looking around the rest of the clearing? Anything?
I'll send my bird up as well. Just to
that's a good idea.
Big view of the
how up?
I guess 100, like slowly flying 100 feet up, just surveying.
Above the trees.
Like imagine like a drone lifting up. You know, like I want to just see it.
Okay. As you fly up and up and up and up, it gets about 50 feet up where it can see the edge of the clearing all around, and it flaps and flaps and flaps, and it doesn't feel like you're getting like any higher. You can kind of see like the edge of the clearing like all the way around, but like it's weird, it flaps and it's just doesn't really like, you don't zoom out anymore. Like, you do feel... I shouldn't say it feels like it's pushing up against something. Mm-hmm. It flaps, and it feels like you're getting higher and higher, but it doesn't feel like your view is getting any... Like, you can see further away.
Is there... is there anything that we can't really see from the ground level from up there? Like, is the rock, like, right in the center?
I mean, it's pretty close to the center. I wouldn't say it's, like dead center, like you could like imaginarily like draw two diameters and where they cross, like no, it's not like that kind of crazy in the center, but I mean it's pretty close.
And you said that there were like
stand on top
little pebbles
sand rock. Yeah, I mean
like a rock isn't alone puzzle.
It's got friends.
Level. The rock's got friends.
Yeah, it would be lonely if it was here just by itself. No?
I stand on the rock.
You are standing on the rock.
I Power Ranger move.
You look kind of silly.
I'm going to do, I assume it would be an investigation check, like see if anything else catches my eye, anything else I can think of.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, okay. No, 9.
Can my bird
it just feels like a clearing.
Can my bird like pan around in a circle? Can like just looking around the area? Are we close to the great tree?
You look around. You don't see, just looking around, you don't see the great tree.
Do I see the
from
fire?
Where you are? You see, you still see a little bit of the smoke further to the south.
Okay.
You want to come back?
Yeah.
Or is it? You're hanging out in drone strike mode.
Yeah, I can come back.
Come back down.
Dude, I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Should I walk around the circle?
Of the like trees like, in the clearing?
Like the perimeter. Yeah.
Yeah, you walk around. You can kind of see into like the next clearing's over and they look like all clearings also. Like I said, it looks kind of like the forest is a little it's not a spider web, but the way it worked, like for there to be clearings near each other, like the forest like border is all of it must border all of these.
But I'm
trying not to say spider because I know I can see Kay's gears turning like crazy.
Maybe I could like try going into like different clearings really quickly and to see what it feels like.
You run into the next clearing, guys. You see Pilot run into the next clearing,
disappear,
and as they pass through to the next clearing, they're gone.
Fuck.
Follow.
Running. Follow.
You all run and follow. Zixel, you coming too? Zixel just...
He's so confused. He's like...
Yeah, he hasn't seen Feywild shit before.
He's like, oh my god, okay.
Yeah, do the same thing, just follow quickly. You all pass through the little bit of forest in the next clearing, and you rush into the next clearing, and Pilot's there, just kind of looking around. Seems like a fairly normal clearing from where you are. There's...
Did it feel like we passed through anything? Did it just feel like running through?
Feel like you
a bit
ran
of
through trees.
Shit.
Feels like you ran through probably 20 feet of trees, maybe. It's a pretty.
What's up there in this clearing?
What's going on in this clearing?
Kind of, maybe like slightly less than knee high grass. A couple. It was like off towards the west. There's a couple like really long like reed type things, like almost like cat of nine tails with the. Forbidden corn dog on the end.
Heard this description before.
Actual corn Never? Dogs?
No, we have.
Oh, okay.
Could I run into a different clearing?
What was the thing
with
the clearings last?
Okay. The pilot runs. Which way do you want to run? Do you want to run straight ahead? Do you want to run left or right? Or do you want to run back?
Right.
Straight? Just right across?
Is there anything
going right?
That we were told by Midland, or is there anything particularly on the map we were given?
Oh, yeah. Can we look at the map?
Yeah.
Yep. You look at the map.
This is the Lost Woods.
Yeah, pretty literally. Much.
You run. Wait, which way, Pilot? Which way did you say you were running? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Pilot runs off to the right towards the right clearing, past the forbidden corn dogs. Through the trees, disappears again. Pilot, you run into another clearing. You look back, you can't see Alphonse or Lacal or Zixel.
I'm gonna keep following them.
Yeah.
Okay. You follow and follow and follow. I assume Zixel's not hanging out by himself.
No.
And you all pass through the trees again. Pilot's standing in another clearing.
It's a pretty
bog standard clearing. You know, there's some like slightly knee high grass. You notice like one blue jay fly down and fly into some trees.
Okay, how many clearings are there?
You've been in three.
We don't know total. We haven't seen them all.
Yeah. If my bird flies
bird
up,
you fly up. 50. You fly up, fly and fly up, and you can't. You feel like you keep flapping. You feel like you don't get any further up. You can only see the clearing that you're in.
Yeah. What if he tries to go further, not vertically but horizontally away to like pan over?
Okay. Do you want to try that?
That's what I'm suggesting. Kay try. Yeah.
Bird flies over some trees over another clearing, and you lose sight of it. Like you can't. It's like your vision goes blank.
They're like
you're in the dark.
Planes or something? What?
But I keep moving right, like the direction that I came from, and I go.
You can still feel your bird flying, and then you're in a clearing. And you look down, and you can see yourself.
Wait, okay. So, which direction are we moving right now?
We went straight one.
Someone make a survival check. Like north, south, east, west?
Yeah.
Okay, make a survival check.
Hit. Somebody else want to try?
Alphonse, you don't know?
I got an 11.
Seth, do you want to try?
Sure. That's a 19.
I'm assuming I'm just following.
Okay. Pilot, you're fairly sure you just ran east?
No, we got to go west. We got to go west.
Okay.
Why?
Nightward.
But that was for Mab.
It's still the Feywild.
I would say it's probably the opposite. Well, yeah. Considering we're in the opposite queen's territory.
Or just irrelevant.
Yeah, it might not be relevant at all. No, it might be like these fucking idiots.
This is a
Tigger. The rock was promising, right? Guys, I still have the last one. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Welcome to conspiracy brain.
I keep going in the direction that I'm going.
The same way. So you can go straight across this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So
I think east is the right way to go. I think we should be going dayward if it's relevant.
You said that there was a blue jay. Is there anything else?
There was a blue jay. It's kind of like it's a clearing in the woods.
You're gonna have to give us some details.
You ever gone camping? It looks like kind of a nice place to camp. Like you could probably see the stars when they come out.
Great.
Jasper would probably really like it here. You could run around.
Let's keep going east.
We went north once. Well, Saf already ran off east.
Yep.
We went north once. There was nothing. We went east. There was nothing.
Yeah.
So we gotta try going west or south. And see if
you got to go east one more because pilot took off across the clearing, ran through, you lost sight of him again.
Yeah,
it's almost like
the pilot
disappeared. Okay, as you pass through the trees, you run into the next clearing.
What do you feel? Oh, like the pole? What
is pretty bog standard clearing?
What's the pole saying?
it's got about
the pole is
a little more than
knee.
Yeah, the pole is everywhere.
Knee high grass. There's a tree stump.
Okay, what's up with the tree stump?
I mean, it looked like it was a pretty big tree, like, and it's pretty flat across.
How big?
I mean, like 3 feet, like 3 feet in diameter. Pretty big tree.
Of the tree.
It's cut, like about chair height off the ground.
Another seat. Okay.
I'm gonna go stand on it.
No, someone needs to sit in the rock. Someone needs to sit on the chair.
You walk in. You walk over. Someone you stand on the tree. You're really tall now. Nice. You're solid. You're at least 10 feet tall. It's like it's got to be like it's up there. It was pretty.
There were
clean
only seats
across
the clearings, though.
You can see all the way around the clearing. There's some knee high grass. You can see everybody else. Alphonse not looking like he's having a great time. Zixel,
king of the world,
vibing.
Was there anything like on that, like the tree rings, or it was cut?
Is it you want to go and look at the tree?
I'd like show.
Look at it.
You can certainly try.
You can count it. The tree was probably like 60 years old. It's on how many rings it had.
Not the tree.
Is there anything special about the rings?
It looks like a tree that was.
Just gotta try another direction.
It's kind of weird that it was like, if you really think about it, it's weird that there was one tree in the kind of like towards the center of this glade or this clearing, but that's about that strikes you as like, weird.
Is there anything on the bottom, like around the tree trunk?
There are three small mushrooms, the little white ones.
Could I jump in there with Ilkal?
On like, to the tree?
There's
enough room. You're gonna be like kind of close together.
Yeah.
A little intimate.
Me and Ilkal are pals.
Yeah.
Vibing. Right, both of you two, you are both the head honcho goat right now on top of the tallest thing in the clearing.
It's an instinct.
Feel pretty tall.
Can I take a mushroom?
Yep.
What does it look like?
It's about a thumb big. Little white cap mushroom. Make a nature check.
That's a 16.
Doesn't look particularly poisonous. Probably doesn't look particularly tasty either, though.
Does it look particularly hallucinogenic?
Eat it.
I'll eat it.
Eat it. you don't taste much. It burns up in your internal magical mechanisms. Roll Constitution saving throw.
16 again.
Okay.
Do you want to try one, Alphonse?
No.
Okay.
I'll try one.
Okay. Eat it. It is not particularly tasty. Roll a Constitution saving throw.
Natural 20 plus 5.
Okay.
Sixel, do you want one?
No. There's one left. There's one small one left. There were three.
Right. Pilot might just eat random mushrooms in the forest, standing on a stump.
Alphonse, what are you thinking about?
It's 1:12:40, and I have no idea how to solve this fucking puzzle.
Yeah, and it's a Sunday night.
Just gotta try different directions. It's the Lost Woods,
yeah,
guys.
Let's go south.
That's it.
Okay. Let's go south. Woods.
You try each direction until something is different.
Okay, you head south. You cross through the borders into the next clearing south. It's kind of, you know, it was kind of like a clearing in the woods. It's got about knee-high grass.
All right. Anything special about this one?
I mean, like, make an investigation check.
Please. 20, natural 20 plus 7.
Oh, wow. This one, the grass is actually a lot shorter, really. It's not really right. Knee-high. It's more like right. Just above ankle high.
Fantastic.
And towards the center, there's a tiny little pool.
Okay. Go towards the pool.
I mean, I say tiny. I mean, it's like, it looks pretty deep, but it's only about it's like a large puddle.
You have no right to sound this cheery.
Water is, it's pretty blue.
He knows he's fucking with me. That's
yeah,
why he's
he
so
absolutely
cheery.
Does.
Yeah. I love it.
Because it's hilarious and infuriating.
No, two. We've only gone east and south.
No, we went north the first time.
North. You've gone north, east, east, south.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything special about the pool of water?
Just like looking at it, kind of weird that there's a pool of water in the middle of a clearing in the middle of the woods. And
drink it.
Yeah, I'll drink it.
There you go. Very refreshing. It's cool. Hippie spring fed.
I'll fill my canteen.
Make a Constitution saving throw.
No, I will not fill my canteen. 20.
You're fine.
What if I just like dived into the pool?
It's very you would have to be very accurate. It's not very far apart.
He said it was deep.
You could yeah. Pencil that. Just
jump.
Yeah, I just jump and go wee.
Thinking of those like sweaty palms cave diving videos, you know those?
Oh yeah.
Kinda go down.
I'm morbidly
you can tell like the like edge of the pool is like right around you and you sink. How long can you hold your breath? How long do you want to hold your breath?
Do they have to breathe?
Technically,
they have to consume oxygen over time. Okay. They have to hold their breath like every other creature to some extent.
I know air genasi don't have to breathe.
I understand that you said some races don't have to, but I heard you say submarines don't.
That's also true.
What's your con modifier?
Plus 3.
Okay, so you can hold your breath for 4 minutes if you want to. D&D characters are crazy. Okay, so you sink. You sink for about 10 seconds. Fine. Haven't hit bottom. Guys, 30 seconds pass.
Abort.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Once I get
sink
to
for
minutes,
about a minute.
Yeah,
1 minute
once I
passes.
Minutes, I gotta head
and
back
then
up.
I kind of go back up.
You swim up. In about 2 seconds, you swim up and you cross the. You crest out of the water.
This is pretty cool.
It is. The water, it's probably spring-fed.
Can you go back in?
Have you drank any of the water?
Can you go back in and see if you can see the bottom?
Yeah, that's it. You just sink.
I just kept sinking.
Yeah.
What were you sinking about?
Could you see the bottom, like, beneath you, though?
Could I give it a try again? And just go and look down?
You want to go to that way? Yeah, go for it.
I kind of like look
dark.
Down while I'm sinking.
I'll put light on your forehead or on your hood before you go.
So you can see further. It's still pretty dark. At the
and
edge
they
of the
have
light
vision now, but it's only goes so far.
You sink. 10 seconds. 30 seconds. 1 minute. Still same, same view.
Everyone be prepared to grab Pilot's legs when they come up.
Minute 30. You're about half your breath now. Not seeing anything. You turn and swim up. Takes about 2 seconds. You crest out of the water.
This is pretty cool. You should try it.
No, good. Bloody palm.
Did you drink any?
No.
Okay.
I wanted...
And then I kind of hop back up.
Well... I'm going to go in and try to, like, actively swim to the bottom.
Can you fit?
I'm also
what's your con modifier?
Two.
Two?
Yeah. Two.
So only two. Sass is three.
Oh, mine's two.
Okay, yours is two. You can hold your breath for 3 minutes.
Okay.
I'm
not just gonna sink. I'm gonna like actively try to swim down.
Yeah, you actively try to swim down. Make an athletics check.
Uh, 19.
Okay, you feel that you are propelling yourself actively, not just sinking. 30 seconds. Nothing. 45 seconds. Nothing. Minute. You've swum underwater for a minute before, and you're like, this is tough. Minute and a half.
Okay, I'll
you
go
reach
up.
About halfway. You spin.
Wait,
it's very difficult. You have 3 minutes total, so you're at about halfway.
I'll keep going.
Approaching 2 minutes underwater. Guys, it's been about 2 minutes since Ilikal dove.
Stick my head underwater.
2.5 minutes. Haven't seen.
Okay, I'll head up.
You. It takes you a minute to
a whole minute
to make the turn. Not like a minute. It takes. It's difficult for you to pivot because you're long. Like compared, you're about a foot more than Pilot, and it's not a very very wide pool. You're swimming in a pretty big pipe right now. You turn around. You're approaching in your breath. Make a constitution saving throw.
Uh, 18.
Okay, you feel like you're going to be able to hold your breath a little while longer. Your lungs are starting to ache. You get a tinge of fear of drowning for a moment. You manage to flip yourself over and you start to swim upwards and you crest out of the water in about 2 seconds.
I come up and I'm panting. I'm not...
You're nearly out of breath. Like, really. Well, verge of exhaustion from swimming so long.
I went so far down. Nothing. And then I came back up instantly. I'm gonna take a sip of the water.
And make a constitution saving throw.
9.
You're fine.
God
you're
damn
fine,
it.
At least. To your,
I just
want to
know what would happen. Oh, no. Never mind.
Well.
It is very cool. It's kind of refreshing. Probably spring fud.
All right, let's go west.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Has like, mm-hmm. So last time we were doing this, the night was only progressing if we were going one direction. I realize that we're only in the real world right now. Nothing has changed. Like, time is passing normally, right? No, it's not. Okay.
You,
we crossed the gate.
It's been some time. Yeah, you have just asked this question. You're gonna have to let more time pass to ask. Like you're unsure of exactly what the position of the sun was in the sky when you first entered the first clearing, and it's not been 3 hours. Kind of thing.
It hasn't been long enough for it to be perceptible if you weren't paying attention.
If you were not looking at the first instance, you would not be able to tell. You can, from this point on, you will be aware if time is passing or not. Mm-hmm. Should a significant amount of time pass.
I say we head west.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, we just keep heading east for day work.
Okay. You head west, pass through the woods into another clearing. Pretty bog standard clearing. It's got grass about knee high.
What happened to the sun? Anything?
As you walk between clearings?
Yep.
Nothing that you can perceive.
Anything?
Does not appear to be any different
in this clearing.
Maybe
a turtle.
Yeah, make an investigation check.
Turtle on its back. That's a 9. Wait. That's a plus 7. Never mind.
Okay.
15.
Okay. Yeah, actually, in this one, there's a bush kind of close to the center. It appears to have some berries on it.
Eat them.
It's excellent.
This puzzle is taking all of our impulse control away.
Yeah. You eating berries? I'm letting Zixel make a decision before.
Mm-hmm.
He's not eating.
Yeah. Okay. Can I get 3 constitution saving throws?
Yeah, sure.
What do they look and taste like?
They are they're actually kind of weird berries. They're red, but they have little white spots on them.
Oh, I'm not eating that.
I got a 21. I'm fine.
I'm not eating that.
12.
I'm not eating that. I got a 20, but I'm not eating that.
Okay, you all feel fine.
Nothing else of note in the clearing?
That's pretty much a pretty box in a clearing otherwise.
Are you trying to break my brain, Noah? Are you trying? This is
He's taking too much joy in this.
There's no method.
Let's keep heading east.
Yeah.
You head east again?
For the Winter Queen, it was Nightward, not Dayward, so I don't know if that will apply, but if it does, I think it would be the opposite.
I don't know if that should apply in the real world, though. But there's definitely some kind of spell here.
There's definitely some sort of Feywild magic. Yeah.
Okay. You head east. You head into a clearing. You just headed west. Now you head east. You head back, and you're back in the clearing with the pool.
East again.
Yeah.
East again. All together, you walk through. You head out of the clearing. You enter into another clearing. Grass is still kind of low. As you look around, there's a pool in the center of it.
Lower than the last clearing?
Nope. Not the same.
What if we head back west once now?
You head west? Back once? Mm-hmm. Zixel does? He passes the trees, passes out of your view. And do you all go?
Sure. Real quick.
You enter into a clearing. There appears to be, so you like look around, you kind of towards the center of it, you can see a bush. Looks like it has berries on it.
So no pool of water in this one, but there was the bush when we went west once. So we're back in this west area again. So what if we go west once more?
Okay. Everybody together, go west through the trees. Pass into another clearing, kind of pretty bog standard clearing. It's got grass about knee high, but it does look like there is a bush in the center of the clearing.
Okay, so west leads to a bush, east leads to a pool of water.
Wait, what was in the clearing we just entered?
A bush.
Oh,
well, because we just turned around to go back, and there should have been a pool there because that's where we just left, and we returned into a one with a bush in it. So east leads to a pool.
Go north.
Yeah.
When we went east out of the clearing with the pool, it was the same pool, right? Like the same size, or was it bigger?
Yeah, very similar.
He described it pretty much the same, yeah. But then when we went back, it was bush.
Pilot starts heading north. They get to the edge of the clearing, and you lose them from sight. You can follow. You pass through the trees into the next clearing. There is a looks like a kind of like a tree with a size cut just a little above chair height.
So north leads to a tree.
Does it have any more berry or more mushrooms on it?
Yeah, there are actually like 3 really small mushrooms right by it.
I go north again.
Okay, you run north. You guys following. Pilot, you cross through the trees and you enter, and you're in a clearing, and it looks like there might be like a tree stump just above like chair height.
Okay, so
like
south is rock, north is tree stump, west is bush, and east is water.
How many mushrooms are around the tree stump?
It's like 3 little nubby ones just kind of clustered around.
This could lead to a really bad thing. What if
we can't separate
into a different direction?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't like splitting up the party, though.
It's danger.
We could do this forever. and not figure out.
To what extent is this tabletop? No, to what extent is this
think about it?
Talk?
Think about it. We keep going into like alternate bit versions. What if we can't get back together?
Yeah.
So okay. So here's the thing: if we all went off into a different direction. No, listen to me though. If we all went off in a different direction and we're all in our own areas, we all agree to go north on the in the next area, and then we should go back into the room with the tree stump.
What if we don't?
Okay. Here's another hypo. Wait, no, that's not true. Because we went east one like twice in a row before, which led to the same area.
What if we split into two groups and
you
one
guys remember
left,
when you killed
one...
the troll in one turn?
Remember the last time you gave us
a good time.
This is Noah's therapy.
Oh, man, that was such a good time. I want to make sure that the rock isn't middle. I want to go south once.
Okay.
Let's go south and then south.
You all head south once. And into a clearing. This is pretty bog standard clearing as far as you can tell. Got grass. It's about knee height. Might be a little more than knee height. As you head towards the middle of it, there's this kind of big rock, kind of buried in the ground. Looks like it'd weigh like at least 300 pounds if you dug it out. And there's a smaller rock and some pebbles and stuff. The rock's got friends.
What if we take a pebble from here? Mushroom from one, a berry from the other, and burn them
some
on the
water.
Log. Yeah, and some water.
Worth a shot.
Yeah, you. Who's taking the pebble?
I'll take the pebble.
Okay, you pick up the pebble. Which way are you going? Where's everyone going?
We're south now.
So let's go north.
Okay, you head north. You're gonna walk through the trees. Everybody walks through the trees.
Disappear.
Grab a mushroom.
You walk into a clearing.
Do I still have the pebble?
It's pretty. You sneeze, and it doesn't look like you got the pebble anymore. You must have dropped it. Don't know what happened to it.
Okay.
But so you do enter into what appears to be a pretty bog standard clearing.
With a tree stump, with three mushrooms.
There's a tree stump. If you get closer, you can actually see there are three small white mushrooms by the tree stump. It's kind of interesting.
Very interesting. I think
we kind of just Okay, Glow Enki. Can I get somebody to make an investigation check?
Sure.
Can we all? Or
actually, can I get an all? Yeah, let's get an all. Okay. Let's get an all investigation check.
22.
Very nice. Seven.
Tell me about the mushrooms again.
Is a 13.
Nice, Thea.
Solidarity.
Yeah, has the sun moved?
From what you can perceive, it does not appear to have moved, or much at all, if you can, from what you can tell.
I scream into the sun, get out here, you summary bitch. I'm kidding, I don't actually say that.
Oh. Yeah, you investigating, you all kind of like pan around the clearing, and... Zixel, you roll a 7. Did anybody roll lower than a 7?
No.
Yep.
You roll, what'd you roll?
2.
2. Oof.
Oh, no. I rolled 13.
Yeah, I see nothing. I'm so confused.
Illical, as you're walking around really confused, you hear a voice say, "The tall man, he lost. The Cadogan see. The Cadogan help. The tall man be free."
Who the fuck
I was
are you?
About to scream for help.
I say that.
Yes, I am the Cadogan, spirit of the tree. I can help you if you answer my riddles 3.